Now, what's your thoughts on the Arizona law?
Well, I think the Arizona law is a tragedy. I think the Arizona law is politics as usual by a whole bunch of people.
Well, I want to be clear. I'm not against the Arizona law. I thought the Arizona law didn't go far enough. I think that the Arizona bill is a shame and a mistake, and we should do something about it.
All righty. I belabored that point yesterday, but I just thought I'd have to remind you a little bit more of that. That was all right here on this program. Amazing, amazing stuff. All right, Bulldog Live, as we continue to wait for, is she ready? Oh, you know what today is, don't you? Well, besides the fact that it's Election Day and you got to go do your civic duty. Oh, it's this day. That's right. Second Amendment Tuesdays. Attorney Penny Dean coming up next here on Bulldog Live. 1-866-823-1077 here on Bulldog Live on the Pulse.
Now, I know the Constitution, and it gives me certain rights that I will never, ever give up. At least not without a fight. So if anybody's even thinking they're gonna take my guns away, like the good old boys down in Gonzales, I got one thing to say. Come on, make my day.
Come and take it if you want it. Come and take it if you think you can. Come and take it, but I warn you, you'll have to pry it from my cold dead hands. We want the freedom that God gave us, so you best not cross that line. If you want this gun, you gotta come through us and take it.
One shot at a time.
I wonder what my Democrat friend would think of me posting this song on my website. Holy cow, she'd probably flip her mind. Penny Dean, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I just to bring you up to speed as to where that comment just came from, before the break, I played a song that I posted on my Facebook account last night, which I rarely post anything on there. I mean, I'm hardly on this thing because I'm so busy doing too many other things. And I got my own website anyway, so what do I need Facebook for, right? Except to get in trouble.
That's
so,
right.
So
we're
I posted.
Like big trouble.
So I posted. We are in big trouble. Holy cow. That's an understatement. So I posted a comment with a link to the video, to the song Freedom by Joe Horn. And I said, when you vote tomorrow, remember why you are. This video is a good reminder of why Tuesday is the first step in taking back our freedom. And an old friend of mine who happened to be a Democrat, like I didn't really care whether she was or not, right?
Uh-huh.
So she writes, hey, Brian, I'm sorry, but I'm a Democrat, and it is kind of hard to realize that you are a Tea Party member. I guess this is goodbye. End of comment.
Hold it. Like a Tea Party member. Ooh.
Ooh. Oh, and that's another thing. For the big media misconceptions out there about the New Hampshire race, you know, I heard other networks talking about New Hampshire. And they say, well, against the GOP nominee and a bunch of people who are also competing against a Tea Party candidate. And I'm like,
what's a Tea Party candidate?
That's what I want to know. First of all, the New Hampshire Tea Party Coalition does not endorse any candidates, okay? That's number one. Number two, that's the end of the discussion.
Holy tamale.
So this is what we're up against in this country. Pure stupidity. It's absurdistan. You know, holy cow. And people get mad when I talk about our Congress critters being temple monkeys, you know?
Temple, that's a good term. Did you invent it yourself? That is really a good term. And
they just sit there and look over the ruins. That's what they do. That's what the temple monkeys do in India. They just sit and look over the ruins of temples.
That you're a genius. You're right.
Well,
that's really good.
The temple being the United States Congress and the ruins being the American economy.
It is, yeah, the American economy.
But that's okay. You know, it's just... I'll take my lumps.
Yeah.
But anyway, Second Amendment Tuesday. Boy, that ought to tick something off, some people off who don't like guns, right?
Yeah. Can you believe it? That let me tell you, I, of course, was a double late because I got stuck longer than I thought in Concord. I went to vote, of course, right?
Good for you.
Absolutely. Well, here's the funny thing that I was told in Concord, because in Concord, all the Dems are all set, and it's basically contested for the Republicans that are running.
Right.
So you would think that there would be a good turnout, right?
What, you're not going to vote for Annie Custer?
Well, I don't recall seeing her name on the Republican ballot.
Oh, okay. I see.
I don't recall seeing her name. It might have been there, but I just don't.
Her ads have been showing up on Drudge Report and townhall.com and the like, so I figure she must be.
Oh, my gal.
Yeah.
Huh.
Whoever's marketing her campaign is pretty smart.
Okay, yeah. You know what? Until I did the Blake Douglas case, I didn't even know what the Drudge Report was. And all these people called and they said, "You made the Drudge Report." And I said, "What's the Drudge Report?" It was like, "What's the?" And they were like, "You don't know what the Drudge Report is?" And I'm like, "Sorry, don't know." Sorry, guys. You know, I try so hard to keep up, but I just don't know. Yeah.
So what's on your mind? So so you voted, you did the right thing. Now you're going to go do it again?
Can I go vote again? I'd like to.
Can in Chicago and Baltimore.
Well, that's right. And not only that, I have
maybe Philadelphia, too.
I have some dead relatives, and I know if they lived in Chicago, they could vote.
Actually, New Hampshire has a problem with more dead people voting than Massachusetts. Can you believe it?
You're serious?
Yeah, I did this story, oh my gosh, over a year ago, I think. There's more dead people registered to vote in New Hampshire than there is in Massachusetts.
Oh, my God. That's actually a huge problem.
I'm really installing confidence in the system today, aren't I?
Yeah, you're actually. I was really happy before I started talking to you today, and now I'm kind of depressed. I'm going, okay.
Oh, why not? You know, I'm just bringing up all the bad stuff today. I don't know why. See, this is what I'm afraid of, J-Dog. This is what I've been afraid of for a long time. You know, I get my fuel delivery guy says I make him laugh. How the hell can you laugh at this show, right? It's nothing but a bunch of depressing crap, all right? The economy's falling apart. People are taking away our guns. People are taking away our First Amendment. Hell, we can't even buy a light bulb anymore, right? Without the government telling you what kind to buy.
Because there are types that are better for the environment. You understand that, right?
Oh, and same with those reusable grocery bags, right? That's another one I'm sick of. I'm a little sick of these plastic bags being called single-use bags with the assumption that you just take one of these things, you throw them right in the trash. What about those who use them over and over again? And by the way, Wegmans supermarket chain is recalling all of its reusable bags, quote-unquote reusable bags. Guess why? Because they're bad for the environment, right? Because they're loaded with lead. Oh, and the CFL light bulbs. You know how much mercury those damn things have in them? You're introducing more mercury into the environment than you're taking out.
You know, because today is the primary, I have determined that we should educate your listeners.
Okay. Let's take a time out since I just blew a whole bunch of it, ranting and raving and screaming. How's that sound?
That's okay.
All right. Penny Dean, Second Amendment Tuesdays continues here. Well, or at least we'll start it one way or another on Bulldog Live on the Pulse.
Bulldog Live will continue after these messages, live on the Pulse.